Okay, the order, this is the legislative council meeting on February 11, 2016, and it's 5:07.
Pam, would you call the roll?
Chair Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Heron.
Here.
Senator Meyer.
Here.
Senator Coghill.
Here.
Senator Hoffman.
Here.
Senator Huggins.
Here.
Senator McKinney.
Here.
Senator Machicki.
Here.
Senator McGuire. Representative Chenault.
Present.
Representative Hawker. Representative Johnson.
Here.
Representative Keto.
Here.
Representative Millett.
Here.
Representative Newman.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
16 members present.
Thank you. 15. All right, we have 15 members present. We'll go on to the approval of the agenda. Representative Heron.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council approve the agenda.
Thank you. Is there any objection? No objection. The agenda is approved. Moving on to ratification of charitable events. President Heron.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council ratify the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable events per AS24.60.080A2B. Best of Skits, Girl Scouts of Alaska Annual Auction, Kenai Peninsula Fair Annual Fundraiser, Kenai River Junior Classic, Kenai River Classic, Kenai River Women's Classic, 27th Annual Farron Camp, Kelly Classic Charity, Putting Tournament, 2016 Sham Jam, 15th Annual Thanksgiving in March, and finally, Juno's Got Talent.
Thank you, Representative Heron. I sanctioned the list of events, and all have been checked to make sure they are 501c3 organizations. Is there any discussion? Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to clarify that it's the 16th Annual Thanksgiving in March event, not the 15th.
Thank you. Good catch.
That was.
We'll change that. Any further discussion? Is there an objection? If no objection, then these charitable events are approved. Moving on to other committee business, the legislative budget, Representative Heron.
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council per AS24.20.130 approve the FY17th Legislative Council proposed budget and transmit it to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
Thank you, President Heron. I will object for purpose of discussion and call on Pam to give an explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Pam Barney, Executive Director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. Before the members is the Legislative Council proposed FY17 budget. In the entire legislature budget, there are 15 separate budget components and 4 separate appropriations. The budget that Legislative Council has 15 of these components and 3 appropriations, and that's what I will be discussing. But looking at the entire legislature's FY17 request, it is a 1.5% reduction from FY16 management plan and a 0.5% reduction from the FY17 governor's figures, which are preliminary figures to the governor. The main differences in the legislature's budget from FY16 to our FY17 request is a decrease of over $1.1 million in backing out the 2.5% cost of living increase and absorbing those costs in our budget. The Legislative Council request is an overall increase of $378,500 from our FY17 governor's figures, and let me explain. Under the legislators' salaries and allowances component that pays for legislators' salaries per diem, their annual allowance, there is no change. There is no increase from FY16 or FY17. The next component is administrative services, and it pays for the operation of the Division of Administrative Services. It's the main support division for the legislature, along with the Division of Legal and Research Services. In FY16's component was reduced by 16 positions and an overall 7.5% reduction. In addition, information and teleconference section was moved to its own component and appropriation. Under services, there is an increase of $35,500 to fully fund the legislature's dues to legislative organizations. The legislature cut legislative dues in FY16. Full funding is being requested. If full funding does not occur, we will be paying our dues with the amounts in our adjusted base. The other increase is $30,500 in order to fully pay our interagency services for central mail services, our risk management insurance premiums, and also financial services of ACPAY and IRS, our payroll and accounting systems for the state. And that's a total of $66,000. The next component is council and subcommittees. There's no change. There is no change to legal and research services. The select committee on ethics, no change. The Office of Victims' Rights, no change. The Office of the Ombudsman, no change. And then the next component is the legislature state facilities rent component. It was an increase of $312,500. This component pays for the space rental and some operating expenses associated with space rented by the legislature statewide. These adjustments we have an increase of $24,900 for CPI rent adjustments in various locations. Also, $45,000 were requesting for Anchorage LIO security, and an increase of $242,600 for lease payments from FY15 and 16 that we did not receive in prior budgets, for a total of $312,500. The next component is information and teleconference. There is no change. The next component is legislative operating budget. There is no change. The next component is session expenses. There is no change. And the last component is special session contingency, no change. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Okay.
Questions,
Pam?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Pam, if you can help me, I think, or at least I recall, in December we made a motion to not fund the Anchorage LIO unless certain conditions were met. And I hadn't seen an indication that those conditions were met. So should this budget reflect that amount not going forward to the finance committees?
Let me come to just try and put this in perspective. There will be an amendment that we'll consider that will take it to zero. But we understand that Ms. Riney, under the contract, can do nothing more than present the budget at the $4 million figure. Pam, could you maybe explain that a little bit better?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Representative Keto, in this request before you is $4,032,000 for the Anchorage LIO lease. That is the $3.3 million to the landlord, and then $652,000 for our operating expenses. And that request is there, and we're also asking for the $45,000 for the security for that building.
And maybe you could explain under the contract that we have that you are required to do that, Pam.
Mr. Chairman, yes, that is correct. The lease clearly states that the executive director is to present to legislative council an annual request for appropriation for this lease. And then if there is a non-appropriation by the legislature, that would be taken up by legislative council or the finance committee.
Mr. President?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So if I'm following you correctly here, it looks like really the only area that has a significant increase is the various LIOs that we have throughout the state. Is that correct? And I guess my follow-up question would be, are some of the leases on some of these LIOs throughout the state about to expire? Maybe we can renegotiate the rent or even look at, if they're not being used very much, maybe even closing them.
Mr. Chairman, through the chair, Senator Meyer, there isn't a big increase on the CPI. Like for Homer, we had a decrease of $14,200. Cordova went up $100. Delta Junction went up $1,400. what the main amount of the increase is that we did not receive the increase in FY15 and FY16 that we needed. And the only reason that we did not overextend this component is that we were not paying the full lease payments for our Anchorage base, and that's why we were able to not overextend. But this is asking for all of our contractual lease payments and, so that we have enough money.
Okay, and if I can follow up, Mr. Chair, so that would also include in that $45,000 includes the security guard at the Anchorage OIO. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Senator Meyer, that is correct. It was taken out last year, but the direction we've received is to continue that security guard there. So if it is not the desire of legislative council for these increases, then they would be coming out.
Mr. Chairman, Pam, on under administrative services, you're looking at the 5.5% increase in Department of Administration for Financial Services from ACPAY and from IRIS. Does that seem like it's right? I understand you have a new program, and I also understand that it's not working and not functioning as well as maybe it should. It's $5.5 million, and are we going to see this type of increase for the next few years, or do you expect that increase to level off?
Through the chair, Representative Schmidt, that's $5,500 is the increase. So I'm only asking for $66,000 for the entire component.
I was under the misconception it was 5.5. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm happy, Mr. Speaker. Yes, Senator Machiki.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Pam, was your view that the finance committees would work for some reductions in this budget, or are you just essentially putting forth a status quo budget? Was that sort of your intent?
Through the chair, Senator Machiki, we always try to do a maintenance level budget. The reason we're asking for this small increase in admin services is in FY14 we elapsed $1,700. In FY15 it was $40,700. So we're just really, we don't have a lot of extra money there. And that's, I'm just trying to present to the council, you know, what looks like our real operating expenses and needs are.
Follow up?
Yes, please, Senator.
If the $4,032,000 lease fee is removed from this budget, do you have a calculation on what the reduction is at $69,345,000?
I believe if you look at the entire legislature's budget, it would be about a 7.5% reduction.
Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion? Then, Representative Herring, can we have the amendment, please?
Mr. Chairman, I move that Legislative Council, having received and reviewed the Legislative Council FY17 proposed budget prepared by the Executive Director, which includes an annual appropriation of funds for the Legislature's obligation as lessee for the 716 West 4th Avenue LLC Anchorage LIO building per Section 43 of the lease executed on September 19, 2015. Direct that the budget be amended to remove the appropriation for the Anchorage LIO building for FY17 from the legislature's budget, and once amended, as is customary, have the chair transmit the amended Legislative Council budget to the House and Senate Finance Committees for their review and action.
Thank you for that amendment, Mr. Herring. Representative Herring, I should comment that the reason for this is to bring it
into compliance with the motion we passed on December 19th, giving 45 days for a competitive cost on a per square foot of usable space basis. So this brings us into compliance with that. The further discussion on the amendment.
Then I will remove my objection and ask for a roll call on the amendment.
Chair Stevens?
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron?
Yes.
Senator Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Coghill?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator McKinney?
Yes.
Senator Lachicki?
Yes.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Kito?
Yes.
Representative Millett?
Yes.
Representative Lehman?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
14 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Then we just passed that amendment. We have an amended motion in front of us. Anyone need to have the motion or the amendment reread? I think we all know what it says. Discussion on the amended motion, on the motion as amended. Roll call, please, on the motion as amended.
Chair Stevens?
Yes.
Vice Chair Heron?
Yes.
Senator Meyer?
Yes.
Senator Coghill?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Yes.
Senator Huggins?
Yes.
Senator McKinney?
Yes.
Senator Lachicki?
Yes.
Representative Chenault?
Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Yes.
Representative Kito?
Yes.
Representative Millett?
Yes.
Representative Lehman?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
14 yeas, no nays.
Thank you. Going on to the Anchorage LIO proposal, I just want to remind you, on December 19th, we passed this motion, I'll read it to you, that Legislative Council advises the legislature not to appropriate for the 716 West 4th Avenue lease pending the outcome of the currently pending litigation unless negotiations between council and the legislature and a state entity within the next 45 days results in a competitive cost on a per square foot of usable space basis. After reviewing the information that was submitted to us from the owner, there did not appear to be a proposal that would result in a competitive cost on a per square foot basis. In addition, there seems to be some confusion and some unanswered questions on the various proposals that have been presented to us. Therefore, I'm going to engage an independent finance expert to look at all of our options and make a sound fiscal recommendation to the council. We will hire that person as soon as possible, and we'll get that recommendation to you in an expedited manner. I realize time is of essence. Time is of the essence due to our tight timeline of the budget process, and that we need to make a final decision before we adjourn the legislative session. So I've talked to Serena Carlson, who is attorney from Stone Reeves, and she's making recommendations on who we might engage as an independent finance expert. She's given me three names. There will be more names to come. I'll certainly share that with everyone on the council and make sure that we choose someone that is beyond reproach and has no connections with anybody, probably here in the state of Alaska, but with anybody, either the council or the owner, and give us some sound advice financially. And I think that's what we've heard from everyone on the council. We have a lot of, this has all been political to this point. It's also been legal advice, and what we really need to get is some financial advice. So that is where we are going, and if there's nothing further,